aspirin risks. I'm Pat Farnak with the WCBS Health and Well-Being Report, sponsored by Valley Health System, enhancing the health and well-being of Northern New Jersey. The latest medical knowledge? Unless you've had a heart attack or a certain kind of stroke, you should not be taking a daily low-dose aspirin because of possible bleeding. Here's cardiologist Dr. Tyler Webster of Valley Medical Group.
It does increase risk of bleeding. It also can kind of cause irritation to the lining of the stomach. So patients, especially those who are high risk of bleeding to begin with, maybe they've had a bleeding in their GI tract or something in the past, these are patients that are specific high risk for developing bleeding on aspirin. So it's generally rare for the general population to have a lot of bleeding events. But especially in patients specifically over 70 or patients who've had bleeding in the past, these are the patients that we're more concerned about.
The entire interview at WCBS880.com/health. I'm Pat Farnak, WCBS News Radio 880.